SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, autumn in Switzerland. A musical reflection of some of the folk customs and traditions observed in this country during the autumn season.
Laws of peace be accursed.
Autumn, a time to feast nature's harvest of food and the produce of the land, also in Switzerland. In the Justice Valley above the Lake of Thun, near the Bernese Alps, the custom of the Chasdalet, the distribution of the cheese described in this song, is connected with the descent of the cows from the alpine summer pastures towards the end of September. The farmers of the Voralps of the Justice Valley who possess mountain rights gather with their families on the Spiecherberg, where the four cheese storage huts are located, each belonging to one of the four Alps. The cheeses are piled up in lots. One lot for each mountain right, which means the amount of milk given by one cow during the summer. The share of each cattle owner is determined by the number of his mountain rights. As soon as the business part of the event is over, a country band sounds off, signaling the beginning of a gay celebration, with singing and dancing right on the spot out in the open. Later on, the alpine folk with their cattle make their way down to the lowlands, led by the four cows with the best yield from each alp.
Gilbi Benichon Sagra. Different terms indicating much the same kind of event in different linguistic regions of the country. Rural festivities celebrating the end of the harvest and the return of the cattle from the summer pastures. Originally held on the anniversary of the consecration of a village church or in honor of the patron saint of the church, the Gilbi in most places has lost its religious significance and now serves mainly as a local entertainment. Only in the southern Swiss canton of Ticino has the Sagra retained some of its sacred character, while its equivalents in the German and French-speaking parts of the country, for example, the Bénichon of the Fribourg region, are gay and joyful events for young and old. But whatever their name, these festivities are characterized by old traditions, which find their reflection also in the music played on those occasions, such as this old dance tune from the upper part of the Rhone Valley, with its typical instrumentation of clarinet, accordion, fiddle, bass and hackbrett, an instrument similar to the cymbalum of the gypsies. Among the most cheerful and colourful celebrations in Switzerland dedicated to the produce of the land are the wine growers' festivals in the major viticultural areas of the country, the French-speaking cantons of Vaud, Valais and Neuchâtel, and the Italian-speaking Ticino. Generally, the central feature of the more important grape harvest festivals is a well-organised, impressive parade, to which in more recent years all kinds of public amusements have been added. The largest such event, no doubt, is the famous Fête des Vignerons, the festival of the wine growers of Vevey on Lake Geneva. Both the Fête and Vevey's wine growers' fraternity have their origin in the 16th century. And the basic aim of the festival has remained the same to this day: to promote and honour the cultivation of the vine and to reward the most meritorious wine growers. Before long, however, the huge parade and the spectacular folklore show connected with it became the main attraction of the Fête des Vignerons, with the wine growers stopping along the road and enacting scenes from rustic life throughout the year and the passing of the seasons in general. The Fête des Vignerons are not held regularly, but at intervals varying between 14 and 25 years. The reason for these long time lapses is that from 1797 onward, the original, modest parade began to turn into an ever greater show, necessitating an immense amount of work and preparation. This once-in-a-generation event has since assumed gigantic dimensions, with the one in 1977 involving almost the entire population of Vevey, costing some 17 million Swiss francs and attracting about 500,000 visitors. We invite you now to listen to an excerpt from such a Fête des Vignerons, the 1905 festival, for which the music was especially composed by Gustave Doré.
Thank you.
southern Italian-speaking Switzerland celebrates its rich wine harvest in a similar fashion. But in the sunny Ticino, chestnuts also grow in abundance. As often happens, however, those tasty delicacies have to be taken elsewhere to be properly appreciated. Thus, men from the Ticino set up little huts in the streets of all the major cities of Switzerland, heralding the coming of the winter season with the tantalizing smell of roast chestnuts, and in earlier days they even traveled as far as Paris. No wonder that to most Swiss the notion of roast chestnuts is as inseparably linked with the Ticino as mandolins and guitars. The little town of Sursee, near the lake of Sembach in the canton of Lucerne in central Switzerland, is the only place left where the Martinmas goose is still the central figure of a popular tradition. Martinmas, as the day on which interest was due, was once a very important date, and the goose was originally a contribution in kind, and before that, probably also a sacrificial animal. Here are the boys of Sursee singing the St. Martin song. But this gentle singing, civilized and nicely in tune, is but one aspect of the Martinmas celebration at Sursee. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on the 11th of November, a rather fierce scene takes place in front of the town hall. The so-called Gansabhowit, the cutting down of the goose. In this game, the participants, blindfolded and wearing a golden sun mask, try to bring down with a single stroke of a sword a dead goose suspended by its neck from a horizontal wire. It's all in fun, of course, and fun also prevails in the ensuing celebrations. The children, for example, will compete in a hilarious face-making contest in which pieces of tasty cheese can be won. Many of the revelers, no doubt, will repair for a drink to a particular restaurant, where one of Surse's great attractions can be seen and heard, an old music automat, which plays the piano and, through an intricate mechanism, also three violins. This Phonolist Violina, as it is called, was built in Basel over 100 years ago and is still in good working condition. Autumn is also the time of the hunting season. In Switzerland, hunting is quite popular, but very strictly regulated by the law. And even though this sport is not carried out with the same fashionable ritual as in certain other countries, there are nevertheless a number of groups which practice the fine art of blowing the hunting horns. One of the best known, that has even won international prizes, the Cercle de Trompe de Chasse Le Daguet of Geneva, which we'll now hear in a piece of their own. On the fourth Monday in November, Bern, the Swiss federal capital, is the site of one of Switzerland's most popular autumn markets. The Zibelmarkt is devoted mainly to the sale of onions, and it owes its existence to the following historic facts. Out of gratitude for the spontaneous assistance in fighting the great fire of the city of Bern in 1405, special market rights were granted to the people of the area between the lakes of Murten and Neuchâtel, not far from the city. For centuries, the farmers of that region had provided Bern with most of the farm produce, and onions had always figured prominently among the goods offered for sale. Hence the onion market tradition. And onions still dominate the scene today. They are piled high in great heaps and are plaited in garlands and strings on the market stands, some of which are erected right in front of the Federal Parliament building. While the onions are sold mainly during the day, young and old stream into the center of the city towards the evening, and especially the young folk engage in lively confetti battles in Bern's famous arcaded main thoroughfare. Everybody is having a good time. Great quantities of onion and cheese pie are consumed, and even the city police may possibly join in with their band playing tunes especially written for the occasion, like this Bernese Onion Market Polka.
That was another feature in the transcription series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation.